Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you that you are great and mighty God, the keeper of heaven and earth. And Father, we thank you that there is nothing that's too hard or too difficult for you. And what you're looking for is your people to believe that, to know that, to cleave to it, to believe it. And Father, we just thank you. We believe you for the impossible. And we believe you for great and mighty things that confound the wise and brings beauty to your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And Father, as we prayed last week, we pray again this week, not just me praying, but we all exercise a corporate faith for this. And Father, you protect our nation. Father, the last couple of weeks I've seen storms on the horizon of time. And I just thank you, Lord, that storms can change. Storms can be moved. I'm reminded of when Jesus, Lord, was on the boat asleep and a storm was coming up and actually overtaking that boat. And Jesus got up on the bow of it and spoke peace. Peace be still. And the storm lifted. The attack ceased. And Father, we just thank you that any storm that the enemy would try to bring to this nation, try to bring into our borders, or may even currently be operating in this nation, we rebuke that in Jesus' name. We speak peace over this nation. We speak peace over our borders. We speak peace over our residents. We speak peace over our states. We speak peace in Jesus' name. And we have a promise from you, the head of the church, Lord Jesus, that whatever we would bind on earth would be bound in heaven, and whatever we would loose on earth would be loosed in heaven. We're on earth, Lord. We're binding. We're binding any attack that the enemy would try to bring, and we are loosing peace, the peace of God, all over this nation. So, Father, we thank you. While we're doing this on earth, heaven is backing us up. Heaven is sending out its angels to bind any attack. Heaven is sending out its angels to bring peace to any storm. And Father, we just thank you, Lord, for life and light to break through in this nation. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name that those who are in authority in this nation, those who are in control of our special forces, those who are over our policemen and our FBI and Homeland Security and CIA, I thank you, Lord, that light fills their spirit. That, Father, light just floods their office. Let them see what they need to see. Let them know what they need to know. Let things creep across their desks that they wouldn't have seen any other way. Let things stand out that need to stand out. And Father, we thank you in Jesus' name that that light super exceeds any darkness that the enemy has tried to blind their eyes with. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name for all of our politicians, for all who are in authority of this land. And we just thank you, Lord, that you help them govern us with efficiency and accuracy. We thank you, Lord, that they take this nation in the direction it needs to go in. And Father, we thank you that at the end of the day, your will is done. Your will is accomplished. Your will is fulfilled. Thank you, Lord. Your will is fulfilled for the United States of America. Your will is fulfilled for the United States of America. Your will is fulfilled, Lord. And Father, we thank you that the desire of the enemy melts away. Melts away like hot wax. It just melts away. That he thought he had plans for this nation. He thought he had attacks that could prosper in this nation. But we thank you his desires melt away, Lord, in Jesus' name. We lift up a standard. We lift up a wall. We lift up a fortress. And our fortress is the name of the Lord. And the righteous run into it and they are saved. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, that light is covering this nation. Light is covering this city. Light is covering this state. And we thank you, Lord, that your will stands firm and that the enemy's desires melt away. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name for raising up whomever you need to raise up to be the right voices in this nation. Spiritually, Lord. Economically, Lord. Politically, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the right voices speaking. And Father, we thank you that your word comes forth with authority and power. Father, in the book of Ezra, that prophecy broke the whole situation wide open. And we just thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, that words of life come from the hearts of your people. And it breaks things open for this nation. Breaks things open from a religious standpoint. Breaks things open from an economic standpoint. Breaks things open from a safety standpoint. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, that your will is fulfilled. And the enemy's desires are melted like hot wax. We thank you, Lord, for it. 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 Hallelujah. No weapon formed against this nation. No weapon. No weapon. Foreign or domestic. No weapon. No weapon will prosper in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And Father, we thank you that plots that have been in secret will be brought to light. Plots that people have been plotting in secret will be brought to light in Jesus' name. Where there's been darkness, shine your light upon it, Lord. Shine your spotlight on it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Break it wide open. Break it wide open. Foil their plots in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Keep our land, Lord Jesus. Keep our land. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Honor the past seed that's been sown, Lord. The seed of our founding fathers. The seed of the prayers that have come up throughout the decades from your people in this land. Honor it, Lord. Honor it. Let our light grow. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for it. We thank you, Lord, for it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I hear this in my heart for people in this place tonight. For there are places that I've called you to go and things that I've designed your life to see. And now's the time for you to commit yourself. And now's the time for you to pay the price. For in the past, it's been okay to sit back and relax. But now's the time to get up and press in. Press in for greater glory. Press in for greater things. Press in for greater miracles. For where you're at, that's not all I have for you. There are greater things. Greater things in store. But you got to go after it. You got to pay the price for it. For there is a price to be paid. Oh, but the cost is nothing compared to the gain. So pay the price. Walk on out. Step on out. And see my rewards. See my plan come into fruition. See my plan come into fulfillment. And you'll be glad that you did. And you'll rejoice even though you stepped out of comfort into seemingly hard times. You'll see my hand's been upon you for good and not for evil. And you'll see that the work that I've begun in you, I'll be faithful to finish. So rejoice and be glad knowing that you've been called to run a set race. Knowing that you've been called for a set plan. And don't be lax or lazy concerning it. But no, give heed to it. Pay attention attention to it. For my plan is still ahead of you. Yes, good things have been in the past, but greater things, so much more is in store. But you got to go after it. You got to pursue it. For the soul of the just man, it'll not draw back. But those who are lived by faith, they'll press on in. They'll go on in. So don't be lazy and don't be lax, but instead step on out. Step on out and run your race. Step on out and finish your course. Step on out and see my hand. Step on out and enjoy my grace. For thus saith the Lord, when you step on out, you'll see the miraculous break forth on the left hand and on the right hand, and it'll confound the minds of other people. But you'll see my goodness in the land of the living. So rejoice and know I'm calling you out of the boat, but know that when you step on out, you'll walk on water and you'll make it all the way to the other side. Be faithful and be diligent, for your redemption draws nigh, and I'm coming very soon, says the Lord. So rejoice and be glad. You're going to see my light and my goodness break forth in your life like never before if you'll just be diligent to step on out and all that I have in store, says the Spirit of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We'll do it, Lord. We'll step on out. We'll do it, Lord. We'll step on out. We'll be bold. We'll be bold. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And I hear this in my heart. For there's some who have stepped on out in the past and it looked like it wasn't coming to pass. And it looked as if the plan was all done for naught. But no, it just was the wrong timing. Was the wrong season. So don't frustrate the grace of God by not obeying the call that I'm giving you now. For now's the time. Now's the season. Now's the appointed time. For the vision, it did tarry, but it's not going to tarry any longer. Now's the time to run. Now's the time to step out. And I know that in the past, it didn't work out quite the way that you thought it would. It was my plan, it just wasn't the right time. But now's the time, and you're going to see all the favor and grace you need to enable that thing to come to pass. And yes, you'll have to put your hand to it. And yes, you'll have to let your feet walk it out. But when you do, there'll be a grace there that wasn't there before. For in the past, you were doing it in your natural strength. But now you'll do it by my grace. And now you'll do it by my power. And you'll see a major difference in the results, says the Spirit of the Lord. So just because you stepped out before and sank, don't think that now when I'm calling you out, the same thing will happen. Now's the time. Now's the season. So step on out and enjoy all I've called you to, says the Spirit of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Your good Lord and your mercy endures forever. Your mercy, it endures forever. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yeah, thank you, Lord Jesus. I hear this in my heart. There's some here tonight, you've had your heart broken. Dreams were dreamt big, and they shattered right before your face. And your heart has been broken, and it's been tough for you to dream again. I sense in my heart that there's someone here, maybe one, maybe a couple, but just relationally, things have been so hard. And you entered into that relationship with such an expectancy and such a vision for where life would go. Died down. And that vision has faded out. And you're in a place right now where the enemy has so shattered that dream and so shattered that desire that your heart, it's just been broken. And there's healing for you this evening. There's mercy that can be poured out from the throne of God. And if that's you, just come on down here. I'm gonna pray with you, believe with you. I'm gonna ask my wife if you'll come forward. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And if you guys can just sing something. And out there in the audience, I know your feet may be tired. You can be seated if you need to be seated. But just join in with them as they sing and worship while we minister to these people. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You got something, Dean?
Already spoken it by the prophet Joel. This is the hour and the season that we're living in. And Joel prophesied and said, in the last days, God says, I will pour out of my spirit on all flesh. That's everybody, his spirit, the spirit that produces signs and wonders and miracles. The same spirit that caused Jesus to walk on the water, raise the dead. There never was a sick person that came to Jesus that didn't go away healed. There never was a person that was in poverty or in need of finances or increase in their life. There's never one that came to Jesus that need wasn't met. And he said, in these last days, he said, I'm going to pour out my spirit on all flesh. And he said, that's what's going to make it easy for you. I've made it easy. Because it's of the doing of the Spirit of God. And he said, when I pour out my spirit on all flesh, he said, here's what my children are going to do. He says, my sons and daughters are going to prophesy. He said, my old men are going to dream dreams and my young men are going to see visions. And he says, and I'm going to pour out my spirit on my handmaidens and they're going to prophesy. And the Lord is just saying, this is the time and this is the season and this is the hour for us to begin to speak what Joel spoke and begin to point to ourselves and say, this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And the same way the Lord moved on Pastor Joel tonight to begin to pray by the Spirit and then to call people out, it's the same way that you need to allow the spirit of prophecy to come on you, just as Ezekiel, when he was caught up in the Spirit into that valley. It was a valley that was full of dry bones, and the Lord said, begin to prophesy. And as he began to prophesy, things began to change. The impossible happened. Bones came together, and sinew and bone marrow and all these things came together, and this whole army was raised up because of that spirit of prophecy, the ability that God gave to you and I as his children to prophesy. And it's not just someone that stands behind the pulpit that God gives this ability to. But he says, in the last days, I am going to pour out of my spirit on all flesh. The Bible says, where the spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Our God is a miracle-working God that changes not. And there's nothing that God can't do. But the Bible says that the things which are impossible with men, they are possible with God. And God can only work as we work with him, as we allow his spirit to come on us and move us and begin to just look up from the place we are. When Pastor was praying about the nation and the condition of the nation, that's a prophetic voice that's being released that can change people and places and things. And it's time for us as the children of God to know we're not just children of God. We're this mighty end time army of the living God that he's raising up by his spirit and by his power to be a voice in the earth and to use that prophetic ability that we have to change people, places, and things for the honor and glory of God. So the Lord wants us to be able to use that prophetic voice. And I'm telling you, if you'll take advantage of the Spirit of God on you and begin to take that word that's on the inside of you and begin to prophesy it out and pray it out and speak it out and then begin to act it out and live it out, you're going to see God work miracles in your family, miracles in your jobs, miracles in your businesses. Glory to God. I mean, miracles in Jackson, Mississippi. We're going to see God do miracle after miracle. God said, my children are to be for a sign and a wonder. And that's what God has raised up this church to be, a church filled with men and women and boys and girls that have the Spirit of God on them, and they're bold to prophesy, and they're bold to speak God's word, and they're bold to just dare like what God's word says is true. And when we do that, I'll tell you, we're going to turn this whole area upside down for the glory of God. I tell you, just mark it down. Let the spirit of prophecy rise up from your inner man, and let's watch God do great and mighty things.
That's right. Amen. 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 You know, while we were praying for people, I sensed in my heart that there were a couple of people in here tonight that the Lord kind of dealt with you and showed you somebody to be a blessing to. And we preached Sunday about letting the Lord use us to be healers. We can be dividers or we can be healers. With that doesn't mean be strange. Doesn't mean to be weird. But it does mean to be spiritual, where you rely upon your heart and not your flesh or your mind. And so if while you were coming to church tonight and you saw someone, you thought, you know, maybe I should be a blessing to them, or sow a date into them, or sow some seed into them, just be open to do that. And I promise you that when you do, not only will it minister healing to them, but as you give healing to someone else, it allows healing to come into your life. And so if the Lord was dealing with you about that, just take that step. And sometimes it is a step of faith. I'll put it this way. You remember the man with the withered hand? What did the Lord tell him to do? Well, he could have sat there all day and said, what do you mean stretch forth my hand? I'm the man with the withered hand. He could have sat there all day, but in his weakness, when he acted in his weakness, God made him strong. And sometimes you may be in a weak place and God calls you to act, but when you act, that's the tool that he uses to make you strong. So with that, just be sensitive. If the Lord dealt with your heart to be a blessing, to show love, be sensitive to that. And if we're good to the world, we ought to be even that much more good to the household of faith. Amen. We ought to be giving to each other in this church and blessing each other. Amen. Amen. Let me pray with you before we leave. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name that you enable us to be healers. And I thank you, Lord, for the people who came down tonight, whether it's ones I prayed for or others prayed for, or whether it's those who are just sitting in the audience being ministered to. I thank you, Lord, that they leave this place just filled with grace, filled with hope, filled with vision. And I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that they wake up in the morning and it's like the lights came on. They see all they need to see, and they enjoy life more than ever. I thank you, Lord, for just joy coming into their households, coming into their lives. Fill them up with joy. Give them new grace and mercy from being in this service tonight, from being in your presence. We love you, Lord, and we thank you for any good thing that happened tonight. We give you all the credit and glory for it. We thank you, Lord, for it. In Jesus' name, amen. We love you guys. Look forward to seeing you this weekend. Say this with me before you go. Say, thank you, Lord. You can use me. Here I am. Use me to minister healing and grace to anyone I see. You can use me. In Jesus' name. We'll see you next time.